This is for the men who never settle. The ones who believe only quitters end a game in a tie. The type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
The show that takes you home. The Home Stretch with Sterling Holmes on ESPN Kansas City. 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, and the ESPN Kansas City Facebook page.
Welcome to Home Stretch, ESPN Kansas City, live in studio on a rainy Friday afternoon. Dylan Michaels behind the glass. Dylan, how are you, baby?
Always good, buddy. How are you?
I'm good, man. It's Friday. And I don't have the horrendous Rebecca Black song stuck in my head. Oh, wait. No, man, it's good. Royals are making moves. Chiefs should get right. And once again, it's Friday. You and I will be doing our 8-10 football pick'em. We'll do that in the second segment, but in the first segment, I got to talk a little Royals. Give some love to a team that is making moves. The Royals were not done. They are signing free agent after free agent after free agent. They have kept their word, and in a horrendous division, the AL Central, Dylan, I'm not saying they're going to win the AL Central, but in a very bad AL Central, why not try? This is what small market teams should do. Do I think they should go out and sign Tyler Glasnow or Shohei Ohtani? Yeah, I'd love that. But the reality is that is not going to happen. So what can they do? Sign that next tier guys, right? Sign the tier guys who are veterans, who are still good contributors, good players. They're not superstars. But balance out your roster so you don't have these black holes at the very bottom. They signed Hunter Renfroe and Michael Wacha. Michael Wacha, you might know of from his tenure with the St. Louis Cardinals. Michael Wacha signs for a two-year, $32 million deal. It's 1 year, $16 million, and then a player option, opt out if you want, in 2025 worth $16 million. Again, I like what the Royals are doing with all these opt-outs. I get you can be potentially harmed by them, right? If you're not playing good, the player's going to, of course, say, yeah, fine, give me that second option for $16 million. But also, you got to pay the bad team tax. You got to do it. When the Royals are as bad as they have been, you got to pay the bad team tax. Do anything possible to get free agents to come. Again, it's not my money. As long as that does not hinder the Royals from making other moves down the road, which in the past they've gotten out of contracts they've not liked. Hunter Dozier comes to mind. I'm cool with this. There's no salary cap. Sign your Michael Wachas and your Hunter Renfroes. I am all the way in. Michael Wacha, just a little update on what he has been. He's been using a lot of his changeups last year, using it 34.5% of the time, according to David Leske. He's been a really solid player. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say Michael Wacha is an ace, but when he's sitting there with Cole Reagans up there, Michael Wacha, Brady Singer, it's looking a little better. Oh, yeah, Seth Lugo, the other free agent signing. Now the Jordan Lyles signing, you have as your fifth starter who is just an innings eater. You can live with that. And by the way, if you want to even put Jordan Lyles into a long reliever role, you have the opportunity if a guy like Daniel Lynch is pitching well. Angel Zerpa. I'm thrilled by what the Royals have done. They have gone out and got two legitimate starters in Seth Lugo and Michael Wacha. They traded Aroldis Chapman last year for a legitimate guy in Cole Reagans. They're bouncing and hoping for a Brady Singer bounce back. But guess what, Dylan? That's one guy to bounce back, not three or four like last year's hopes, right? When you hope for one guy who's shown success in the past to bounce back, I can buy in. When you're counting on four or five dudes to do that, that is going to be a struggle. So I like what the Royals are doing. One of the guys that they're somewhat buying low on, which quite frankly I'm a huge fan of. I know he had a down year last year. This is your buy low candidate, Hunter Renfroe. Hunter Renfroe has been a bomber for a few years. Last year was his worst year. Now, I understand if you're sitting here going, is he washed? Is this it? Did they get a guy who hit 31 and fell off? Well, baseball's not football. 31, you shouldn't have fallen off like that. Last year, he hit 233, 20 home runs, 60 RBIs, OPS of 713. Not a great fielder, Hunter Renfroe. Not, again, the Raiders' Hunter Renfroe, the baseball Hunter Renfroe, the guy that played for the Padres, Tampa, Boston, Milwaukee, L.A., and last year was Cincy as well. You're looking at a guy who has 20 to 30 home run potential. You look at 2021, 31 home runs. 2022, 29 home runs. A guy who's going to get you 70 to 95 RBIs. A guy who's going to get on base around 320 clip, most likely. Not going to hit for great average, but he's going to hit for some power. He's a souped-up, better version of Edward Olivares. I know people like Edward Olivares for some crazy reason. Why not get the better version of him? Get a guy who has more power. Get a guy who's a better fielder, at least a better fielder, and you can put him out there and he's not going to make an absolute fool of himself. Yes, I'm all the way in. Dylan, I don't know about you, man. I don't know how big of a Royals fan or baseball fan you are. I like when the Royals make a move and they're not trying to sell us. Well, what if Olivares, who's never done really anything, all of a sudden, what if he learns how to field and learns how to hit? No, give me a guy who's had success in the majors before, who you know you can put out in right field or left field and is not going to make a complete ass of himself, and is also going to hit for 20 or 30 home runs. Sign me up. And oh, by the way, based on his contract, if he's raking, and for some reason, you are the Royals and you're struggling, trade him at the deadline. You can do that. Seriously, this is a very good move going forward for the Royals. They've bolstered their bullpen, right? Chris Stratton, nice pickup. Will Smith, really good pickup. Nick Anderson, one of my favorite pickups. And then they also made a future move. Jackson Kowar, who was buns, doing nothing, traded that guy and got back a dude who won 21 games 2 years ago in Atlanta, Kyle Wright. Now, Kyle Wright's out for the year this season, but that's a future move. The fact you got anything for Jackson Kowar blows my mind, let alone a guy who was top 10 in Cy Young Award voting that year, just a couple years ago. Again, you're betting on him getting right, and he's not going to contribute this year. That's a future move. I still love it. This is a change of pace for me. Dylan, how often have I been this high, this excited about the Royals?
Not often.
Not often. I mean, last year, how often was I just ripping on them?
I mean, everyone had to. It was second worst season in baseball last year.
And they got the sixth pick, and things were going wrong. But the Royals, you can create your own luck. And you create that by going out and getting solid free agents. Again, they're not getting Shohei Ohtani. They're not going to get Yamamoto. They're not going to go out and get the top-of-the-line guys. But going out and bolstering the bottom half of your roster with an influx of talent of guys who you know can get it done in a bad AL Central, you win. You win 75. I'm not saying you're going to win with this, but say you win 75 games this year. How much better does that feel? How much better does that feel as far as trying to build, showing you can have success with some guys, giving some dudes some confidence so they're not constantly getting beaten down? Baseball is also different than the NBA and then NFL. NFL, you almost need to be really bad if you're going to be bad, right? Because you need the quarterback. If you don't have the quarterback, you're screwed. What about the NBA? You got to have the guy, right? How often is the number one pick Victor Wembanyama, right? You tank for him. NFL, you tank for, let's just say, at the time it was Trevor Lawrence, right? Baseball's a little different. It's not. It happens. Bryce Harper, right? There are some, but it's way more rare in baseball to tank for a guy than in NBA or NFL. So win 75 games. So what if you get the 12th overall draft pick? It doesn't make that much of a difference in baseball compared to the in any other sport. Now, I get it. The draft pool allotment makes a little bit of a change. But win those 75 games, okay? Especially with the draft. The Royals can't be top, what's it, top six next year. They're going to fall out because they've already been it 3 years in a row now. So win the 75 games. Maybe you get hot, you win 80, 85. Maybe you push for the AL Central, which, again, is bad. I love what the Royals are doing. They are going in with some solid players, some contributors. They've bolstered their starting pitching, their bullpen, and their outfield. Bobby Witt Jr. still here. Mikel Garcia still here. Didn't come with some massive trade. And, oh, by the way, Vinny Pascantino will be back. It's weird to have any sort of optimism. Again, I'm not saying they're winning 90 games. All I'm saying, this is a step in the right direction. A step in, is Matt Cotraro the correct head coach? You finally gave him something to work with. Telling a carpenter to go out and say, you have no hammer, use a plastic hammer to get this done, isn't going to work. You have no idea if he's a good carpenter or not. Give him a legit hammer, which is what the Royals are doing. Now we'll be able to tell. All right, switching gears, talking some NFL now. Some injury report news from Kansas City. Isaiah Pacheco is getting surgery on his shoulder. He will be out Sunday, obviously, against the Patriots. It's called a cleanup surgery, according to Andy Reid. Again, the same shoulder which he underwent surgery during the offseason. Andy said Pacheco had been at the Chiefs' walkthrough practices this week and could return to full practice next week. That seems crazy just after surgery, but here we are. You know, we've talked about it, Dylan. We laugh about how Pacheco runs, how physical he is, but when you've already had shoulder surgery and you run that physical, which, again, you want him to do, you might get banged up yet again, which is what we saw with the same shoulder. I will say I was very impressed with Clyde Edwards-Helaire, as well as, who are you waving at?
Grandma.
Aw.
Yeah, she didn't want to say hi.
Is it Grandma Michaels? Howdy, Grandma Michaels.
Kathy.
Kathy? Mrs. Kathy. I hope she's doing well. I hope she has a wonderful Christmas as well.
Always. It's our ray of sunshine in the family.
Aww.
Along with my grandpa.
I thought you would be. You know what?
Have you heard me talk?
You know what, Kathy? I'll say it right now. Dylan is the ray of sunshine on this show.
Oh, no, no, no.
You know when you're a kid and you draw the sun in the top left corner of your page? Were you top left or top right guy? You know, you draw a sun as a kid,
right,
and you'd have the smiley face and then the rays.
Right. I'm ambidextrous, so both.
Are you really?
Yes.
Left-handed and right? And
yes.
Everything or just?
I throw right-handed, kick left-footed, right left-handed, bat right-handed, and.
You say you throw lefty?
Right lefty, kick lefty.
Dude, you and I are the complete opposite, so hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
Throw righty, bat lefty. Golf lefty, right-handed.
Nice.
Drums?
You're ambidextrous, too.
Drums? Mostly right-handed, but I can do a little lefty if you need me to.
Gotcha.
See? Look at us.
I know, right?
We're like the inverse of each other.
It's true, yeah.
If this was a math equation, it's like D. What's the... I'm bad at math. I flunked it twice. We're actually not going to get into my algebra.
I'm not any better over here.
You're not? Okay.
No.
Okay, good.
No.
Good. Well, we're going to leave math. We're good at history and basically just history. All right, but either way, no Isaiah Pacheco out with the cleanup shoulder surgery. Clyde and McKinnon will be getting the bulk of the touches. Again, I think they did a very fine job that past week against the Bills. The Chiefs also ruled out starting left tackle Donovan Smith. He'll miss his second straight game because of the neck injury. Rookie Wanye Morris, that third-round draft pick, he will be starting again. I was very impressed with Wanye Morris. I love the draft pick. I said when he was drafted, that is my favorite draft pick the Chiefs made. And Wanye Morris will get another opportunity. And by the way, he brings a little nasty, especially in the run game. Wanya Morris is a good run blocker. I think he's a better run blocker, in my opinion, than Donovan Smith already. If you noticed when Clyde Edwards-Helaire was running to that left side over his butt, what happened? Effective, 5-yard chunks. Jerick McKinnon's touchdown, where was that to? Patient, get the legs churning, over Wanya's side. Big fan of Wanya Morris. I understand the PFF numbers are not a huge fan of him. I have a hard time believing that one so far. I think sometimes PFF does a great job. Sometimes I think, especially with young guys, dudes that they might not have seen before, they just give him a lower grade. It's like, you know what? We don't know this guy. We don't know the name. We'll lower it. I have no facts to back that up, but that's my personal opinion of it. Because Wanya Morris, I thought, was really good in that first game against the Bills. We'll see how he does against the Patriots. On the Patriots side of things, by the way, Justin Ross is doubtful. Just so you know, Justin Ross, he's returning from a suspension. Looks like he will likely only play if there's a sudden injury or illness to the wide receiver group between now and kickoff. Patriots side of things, out Ramondre Stevenson with the ankle. Okay, so no Ramondre Stevenson. This means the Zeke show is in full effect. The dudes who are questionable, defensive lineman Christian Barmore with his shoulder, he did not practice, and that was today. Christian Barmore has been a really good player for them this season. That'd be a big loss. That should open up a lot of the run game if Christian Barmore is out for the Pats. Juwan Bentley, the linebacker, he was a limited participant. Trent Brown, ankle, hand, illness. Just the good old three... three tags on the injury report. He did not practice today. He is questionable. That would also be a big loss if they were without their offensive tackle, Trent Brown. That dude is a large human being. He has to be one of the biggest offensive linemen in football, doesn't he?
Interesting tattoo selections as well.
I have not seen the tattoos.
Well, look it up in the break.
Really?
In the break.
What kind of tattoos?
In the break. There you go. There's the category.
Devontae Parker with his knee. LP, Matthew Slater, his groin LP, Juju, limited participant, and then Tyquan Thornton LP. They only had three active wide receivers last week. Juju had a great week last week, but because they had three wide receivers, who else were they going to throw to? Bailey Zappi is getting the nod at quarterback instead of Mac Jones, but this Patriots team is bad. I understand you don't take a Bill Belichick team lightly. I get all that stuff. They played hard. They won last week. But you look at that roster right now, then look at the Chiefs. If the Chiefs struggle in this game, panic will be in full effect over here. Like, you lose the Bills by three. Okay. Happens. I get it. Jordan Love has the game of his life. I get it. The offense has struggled. But if you don't put up points and you don't stop this Patriots offense, if you don't beat this team by, Dylan, what, two scores? There are going to be some issues. I'm not trying to say you take a team lightly. I'm not trying to say you overlook the Patriots. I'm saying don't overlook them and make sure you treat them like the team they are, a three-win team. With Brandon Staley getting canned, thought process is Belichick is in his last year here in New England. I don't know, Dylan. Belichick and the Chargers already thinking about a little marriage there. He would have his quarterback. Chargers are not in a good position money-wise. They have so much money tied up with Khalil Mack, Bosa, Keenan Allen, and Mike Williams. Like, that's... I think it was like 58% of their salary cap is with four guys.
And then the ownership would be a very, very massive difference of having everything at your disposal that you want and ask for in Robert Kraft to barely even having a competent medical department in the Chargers ownership.
True.
So I would think that you would want... Is Tampa Bay going to be open? Wouldn't that be hilarious?
That'd be a very funny follow.
So that, I think he'll want to go somewhere that has a similar owner like Robert Kraft instead of a dysfunctional one like the Chargers, but I could be wrong.
The Bucks actually make a lot of sense. I don't know if he would do it just because of the Tom Brady thing. I'd love to get your thoughts on that. How desirable is Bill Belichick at this point? If he's the free agent head coach, if he can go anywhere he wants,
the only place he's desirable is here, when Andy decides that he wants to be done, because it's only shown that he can prove to do it with the best quarterback in the league.
Well, that's why I said the Chargers do make a little sense. They got a quarterback. Yeah.
But he's not he's not the best. He's not. He's not even really better than...
No. He's top seven.
Sure, but that's
top
not...
Top five. Talent-wise, top five. My point here is that I'm trying to make... The reason why I think the Chargers make sense, he can make a defense better with just guys. How often has he made defenses better with just dudes, right? Guys who thrive in his system, go somewhere else and struggle, and then they can even come back and still play good football. Jamie Collins is like the first dude that comes to mind when you say that. Right? I mean, he can make good defenses. So what happens here? You get out of Khalil Mack. You get out of Bosa. You let Bill Belichick retool the defense, and you spend money offensively. Say you keep Keenan. Say you keep Mike Williams. You got Justin Herbert. What if you had the Chargers who didn't have a bottom five defense, which, by the way, Brandon Staley, noted defensive coordinator, right? That was his whole shtick, was he's a good D guy. Their defense got perpetually worse. I'm just saying, Dylan, if you want something a little froggy out there, I think Belichick to the Chargers makes a lot of sense. Now, would that happen in season? Probably not.
Unless they trade for him.
Unless they trade for him, which was unheard of. But in Sean Payton.
Right. If you do it for Sean Payton, you'd probably do it for Bill.
Again, my question with a lot of teams and with Bill, I've said this for a while now. I would love to get your opinion on this here, because I know you're a big Bill and a big Patriots guy in general. I don't think he's that desirable personally at this point. Wherever he goes, I don't know how much his shtick's going to work. You can pull up the rings. That's with Tom Brady and another team, right? You do the same hoodie stuff somewhere else, that might not fly.
Right. Lombardi coached the Commanders, now obviously a different team name back in the
Washington
day.
Washington football team.
Correct. There you go. The football team after the Packers. So, you know, and nobody really remembers that. So
yeah.
That tells you anything.
And the point is he's older, right? He's older now. No, nothing against older coaches, but it's a lot of people, they want the new. They want the fresh, the new ideas. And I wonder this, would he be better off if he just relinquished his GM title in New England and they could find a way to keep him as the head coach? Because I still think he's a good head coach. I think he's a horrendous GM, and I said it even when they were winning. Okay? He can identify to an extent talent defensively. Don't get me wrong. But offensively? Horrible. And then you look at some of the moves he makes in the offseason, right? What does he do? He brings in and overpays for two tight ends. One of them's already gone. Remember Jonnu Smith was there? Already gone. Hunter Henry. He overpaid for tight ends when the market was not as robust as it was. They overpaid for Kendrick Bourne. They paid an obscene amount of money for, who was it at the time? A dude who was a bum. Nelson Aguilar. They paid an absurd amount of money for Nelson Aguilar and missed out on Christian Kirk. They released or got rid of, didn't re-sign, Jacoby Myers. They don't know how to develop, identify wide receivers. Huh? Remind you of anyone? But the point is, if you take the GM ability away from him and let him just focus on what he does best, which is coaching, give him a good quarterback, I think he could do it. I don't know your thoughts there, Dylan. I don't think it's ever going to happen. But if he relinquishes GM duties with New England, I wonder if that marriage could be saved.
I just don't know. It's such a weird report to come out now for someone that you were saying you respected enough to let him finish the season. Why you would ever let it leak out that you did plan to do that is why I don't think that's necessarily the case yet. I feel like it won't be final until Bob and Bill sit down and decide.
Sure.
And you're right. That's what I think can happen.
I thought it made the most sense because he's not going to be a GM anywhere because he's, again, a bad GM.
And it might go into one of my, you know, pretty controversial picks in our pick segment of why a team might play for him and pull out an upset.
Wow. Wow.
I'm testing the theories of all of my jinxes. When I bet on the Patriots, they lose, right?
You know who they play this week, right?
I do.
Okay. Just want to make sure it's not, you know, the Panthers or Atlanta or Tampa or the Saints. Anyone in the NFC South, I guess, is the moral of the story.
It's a team with a really good offense in 2022.
Yeah.
They're playing this week. You know, one of the best defensive minds of all time. There's no way that our receivers will struggle in this game.
You know what? No. You know what we're going to do? We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to do our pick'ems. And we might just...
It's called a tease.
Might just have a chance. As Dylan's on the pole right now, teasing. Sorry, Grandma. We'll be back with more Homestretch ESPN Kansas City. Welcome back to the home stretch. I looked up Trent Brown's tattoo. Yeah, I remember that tattoo now. No idea how I forgot, but that goes in the pantheon of bad tattoos. That's up there. Do you remember Reggie Miller's tattoo? Most people have never seen Reggie Miller's tattoo. It seems fake, but that's up there in the Reggie Miller... bad tattoo spectrum. You looking at that one? The belly button? Yeah, whoever told him to get a ring of fire around his belly button, he lost a bet. All right. Ready to dial on? Let's do it, baby. We both forgot to do Thursday's game, and I would have had the Chargers, so I don't know if that would have made a difference.
Yeah, we'll just not count it because I would have taken the Raiders, but I just didn't want to watch it. So
I actually watched it when it got crazy. I was like, you know what? I am watching this game, and I could not believe my eyes. That was one of the best interceptions, the pick six. He knew the play better than the wide receiver. The entire offense, Easton, is not going to stick. Vikings, Bengals, in Cincy, backup quarterbacks abound. Nick Mullins, the dude for Minnesota. No more Josh Dobbs. He will now be the emergency quarterback. And then Cincy will be going with Jake Browning.
Give me the Bengals. I won't make this mistake twice.
Yeah, I'm going with the Bengals as well. What, you're telling me Nick Mullins doesn't move the needle for you?
No, I can't remember who I... Oh, I bet on the Colts, who are actually a good team.
Yeah.
And they still beat them, so...
All right, Steelers-Colts.
Colts.
I'm going Colts, too. Are you sure?
Steelers are just not...
You sure?
I'm sure.
Okay. But you love Mike Tomlin. I do, too. But
I do, too, but I don't think... I don't know.
Okay.
Especially after...
I don't like a green. I don't like a green twice in a row, pal.
They have a long break. They have more rest, but their offense is not good.
Broncos, who need it to try and sneak into the playoffs, they go on the road to face the Detroit Lions.
This is tough. I want to take the Broncos so bad, but didn't the Lions just lose?
Lions, yes, they just lost.
So, gotta think they're gonna bounce back, right? Their defense stinks, so like I could see Russell Wilson doing something, but I just don't think they can stop the Lions' offense.
I'm with you. The Lions have really cooled off. They started off strong, and they have really started to come down to mediocrity, which is funny because I think they're a really good team. Like, I look at that team, and defensively, I think they're solid, if not spectacular. Obviously, they're playing some bad football defensively. Offensively, Jared Goff needs to stop turning the ball over. Just pass the ball to Amon-Ra St. Brown. Anytime you do, you have success. Keep looking to get him the rock. Who cares about Jameson Williams or who's the other guy? Joshua Reynolds. Look for Amon-Ra St. Brown. I don't get it. Don't get it. All right, next game. Oh, real bad one here. But yeah, the Falcons need this one because they need it to try and stay alive and win the NFC South. Someone has to win, right? Falcons, Panthers in Carolina.
Yeah, I'm going to go Falcons because it's raining. Last time I watched the Panthers in the rain was a bad one.
Yeah, I'll go Falcons too. I will say with the Falcons, They're starting to finally use Bijan Robinson more. Who would have thought using your good players would actually translate to wins? But yeah, here we are. Falcons get it done, but they're still a bad team. We've agreed on four games so far. Not a fan. All right, Bears, Browns, I'm going first. If you take this upset pick, we're throwing hands. Give me Chicago.
Give me Joe Flacco.
I will say the Browns are 6-1 at home. 6-1 at home. I don't believe in the Browns, and I think the Bears are starting to finally play some decent football. They've now won two straight games. Browns, on the other hand, they're starting to come back to reality. They don't have a quarterback. Their defense can be great. They got to score more than 13 points. I don't think they do against the Bears, who are a little better defensively than I think people are giving credit for. Next game at Tech. And I got to pick an upset somewhere, right? Got to pick one. Texans-Titans in Tennessee.
Give me the Titans.
C.J. Stroud is doubtful, which makes it doubtful that the Texans are going to win. You going to go with Davis Mills?
No. I said Titans.
I know. But isn't that who it is? Probably no. Davis Mills?
Maybe. Yeah, I guess he would still be the backup.
Titans are 4-2 at home. No C.J. Stroud. At least he's doubtful. No Tank Dell. Nico Collins banged up. Dalton Schultz banged up. Offensively, that is not good. Give me the Titans. They'll run the ball some more. They score 13 points. Might be enough. Both of us, are rolling with Tennessee. Giants-Saints.
Give me the...
Saints.
I don't want to be the guy that has to go against every America, essentially. Yes, I know. And I want to. But
come on, Copernicus.
I think Dennis Allen's a good D coordinator, and I think that it's going to be
tough. I think so, too. I think it's going to be a...
it's in New Orleans.
I think it might be a little bit of a big
Italian contingency. Well, maybe.
The story, fun story, might come to a swift end. Hey! Give me the Saints.
I'm walking here.
Yeah, man. Dude, New Orleans is so weird to me. They have talent. Dennis Allen must not be a very good coach, honestly. I don't understand them. Like, you look at that roster, and you're sitting here going, okay, that's pretty decent. And also the fact that you keep using Derek Carr instead of Jameis Winston blows my mind. That 1986 Toyota Corolla is done. Get it off the road. Go with the sports car that might break down, but at least it's going to be fun. And also understands that Chris Olave is there. Give me the Saints. Saints have to have it, again, stay alive in the NFC South. Jets, Dolphins. Zach Wilson, is he back?
He is not. I'll give it the Dolphins.
Zach Wilson's last game was great. 30 spot put up by him. I mean, he was electric, man. He was really good. Maybe he's not that bad, and the Jets are just that horrible of an organization. Who would have thought? They have the curse of Adam Gase. It's the Adam Gase curse. Whoa! This game is the Adam Gase game. Dolphins-Jets, baby.
Two a year.
Ooh.
Two every year.
Spooky.
1980s. Oh, for that.
Give me the Dolphins.
Yeah, me too.
Dolphins are 5-0 at home. They, again, people don't like talking about it. They have, and you mentioned this before to me, they have one of the better home field advantages in the NFL. Because it's hot down there. They'll put you on the side where the sun shines.
There's other things, too, that
I know,
seem
but
to happen at night. So,
what happens at night?
Nightlife.
Are you talking like Pac-Man Jones style, or
that game? There's a lot of options.
Where Roger Goodell told him he don't want him going to no script clubs, but he was being rebellion.
He did.
Favorite line ever. Two of them. I got two. I was told they didn't want me going to no script clubs. I was being rebellion, not rebellious. Rebellion. Good old Pac-Man Jones. The other one, Mike Tyson saying he broke his back. What do you mean you broke your back? Like a vertebrae? Spinal. Those two go down in history. Two top quotes. Put that on my tombstone, please, Dylan. Like, you right here. You're hearing it December 15th, okay? Some reason, God forbid something happens to me. Can you just put "I was being rebellion" on my tombstone? That's all I want. Unless I broke my back and then just put spinal. Bucks, Packers, Tampa Bay, again, they're in the hunt in the dreaded NFC South. Packers, a little disappointing loss after the huge victory against Kansas City. Who are you taking?
Oh, man. This is a tough one here. But I got to go with the Packers just because of Lambeau.
Yep, going home team. That's it.
Nah, it can't be a revenge game. No one's on the team from 2020.
Yeah.
It's not a Rodgers braid. It can't be. I was trying to think of it that way, but I just think I'm going to go with the cold.
Where's BJ, BJ Raji?
Right.
Pre-2020. Remember that guy?
Way before.
Remember the Raji?
Yes.
Great, dude.
He was a discount double-check guy.
Was he on State Farm?
Yeah.
Was he really? No, I remember that. All I remember was him doing the Raji. That's all I remember. I was in high school, and I thought that was hilarious. Chiefs, Patriots, here you go. Dylan, do it for me.
Give me the Patriots. Give them to me. I don't think Bill Belichick is getting fired, and nobody has told anyone of anything, and I think that rumor that came out is going to galvanize the Patriots to upset the Chiefs for their coach. Because who the hell wants to be the team that got Bill Belichick fired? So, Mick Schaefer made the same pick, and he's a sports director. So,
did you see I was just sitting away from the mic for a while? I could not believe it. I can't believe this.
Because they're playing so well right now, right? The Chiefs are just hot.
Why not? The Patriots are too. They had one win.
They just won.
They just won. They've won three games all
season. Good
defense,
and we have a bad offense.
Dog.
So
the Pats are two scoops of ass.
I mean, you can pick the Chiefs. I want the Chiefs to win.
Hear me out. Dylan, that's fine. You have yours. I got mine. I get what you're saying. I appreciate you being honest about who you think is going to win this game. You think Bailey Zappi throwing to that castaway group of wide receivers? We're going to put up points.
So let me answer your question here with a question. Which side of defense, I guess, as far as run versus pass, is worse for the Chiefs?
Oh, yeah, run defense.
So who's really good at running the football over their time as a coach?
Over their time, but you're telling me right now, without Ramondre Stevenson and potentially with a banged up, if he plays at all, Trent Brown, that's going to be great for them? No, man, I don't see it.
All right.
Again, Pats have too many injuries. They have no quarterback. They have no wide receivers. Their offensive line and running back are banged up. No. I don't see it. I'm sorry. I appreciate you trying to do
they
this
have two tight
reverse
ends,
juju.
Yes, I am. That is solely the reason of this.
Yeah, the Chiefs have two also.
Who?
Travis Kelce and Noah Gray.
I think that... Ah, yeah. Because of Kelce, they're better.
Sure. Dude,
Gesicki as your second tight end with Hunter Henry, who's actually healthy,
yeah,
believe it or not,
both
when you get
solid.
Away from the Chargers.
Both solid. Man, I don't see that one. If it happens, dude, I'll tip my cap. But
I don't want it to. That's for damn sure. But
that would be wild.
I am banking on the fact that I really do feel like there's a pride factor of that locker room, knowing like, hey, we're about to be the team that got Bill Belichick ran out of town.
Sure.
And there might be a little bit of a fight for the last four games.
They can fight all they want. They got no talent.
And it could be this game's close and they actually beat the Bills twice this year. Like, that could be where I'm misplacing the upset that they have.
Sure.
I just feel like there is one upset left in the Patriots season.
It wasn't last week.
For the Steelers is an upset.
Record-wise, look at it.
And Trubisky?
Look at the record. Yeah, it was Trubisky.
Okay. So the Steelers are, you would say, a fighting chance playoff team?
No, but I think the Steelers are a lot better than the Patriots.
I wouldn't say much.
49ers.
Trubisky-led Steelers are better. Like,
the Bailey Zappi.
You would say that's an upset, was beating Mitch Trubisky in the Steelers.
Yes. That is how bad I think the Pats are.
All right. I guess it is technically an upset based off of record, but I would say they're very close as far as, like...
Look at the weapons. It's not even close.
I'm saying just the results. Like, Steelers are barely beating teams. They have a... Don't they have, like, a minus point differential as a winning record team?
Oh, yeah, minus 40.
Yeah. So, I would say they're not a very good football
Pats
team.
Pats are minus 103. You know how we keep saying the Steelers' offense is anemic?
But they're better than the Pats, right?
They've scored 41 more points than the Pats.
So they're not much different. That's not an upset.
I
think the record makes you feel like they're different, but they're really not. I mean, when
I
you
think
watch
their weapons, I think outside of Pop Douglas for the
Pats.
Going
off, the Steelers have a 1,000-yard receiver this year?
No, but I think George Pickens is actually good.
I want to see their highest yardage receiver.
Sure. Steelers stats right now. Let me find it. It's great read.
George Pickens, 767.
Sure. Pretty solid. On pace for a K. Deontay Johnson, very good. He's been injured. Pat Freiermuth, he's very good. He's been injured. Jalen Warren, very talented, explosive running back.
Is 475 from Deontay Johnson. So a guy that's injured is the second leading receiver.
And he's back now.
I mean, again...
Pat Freiermuth is
Deontay
back
Johnson,
now.
Well, Warren.
You're taking Juju Smith-Schuster, Tyquan Thornton, and Pop Douglas, who's a rookie?
Hang on.
Dog, give me what you're smoking, pal. You and Snoop been hanging out.
He's going smokeless, by the way.
Yeah, he's going smokeless. Great commercial for the ones, Dove.
So, yeah, I mean, Demario Douglas, Kendrick Bourne, Hunter Henry, Devontae Parker, Juju Smith-Schuster.
Dog.
Ramondre Stevenson are their top six receivers.
Yeah, not great. It's not great.
It's not great.
That is worse than Kansas City's. Yeah. We talk about how bad the Chiefs' receiving core is. In a heartbeat, you're taking theirs. You're taking the Chiefs over the Pats. Not even close. Don't even have to think twice.
But they are on pace together with, as far as like rushing goes. So they're similar rushing teams. It's just the fact that I think one of them has Mac Jones and the other one...
Bailey Zappi, you mean?
Well, now Bailey Zappi. Did they hit the over in last game's performance or not? I can't remember.
One game. Nice. Nailed it. Niners, Cardinals. We're not going to agree on that one. Your love of the Pats astounds me sometimes.
It's not a love. It's more of a... I don't think beating the Steelers is an upset. I think that they were just two teams playing... They're the same, just different records because the schedule is easier for one.
Niners, Cardinals. Blowout City? Or did the Cardinals just got a nice win? Did they get it done?
Blowout City.
Blowout City, okay. Man, I will say, I think Kyler Murray, if you're a Cardinals fan, shouldn't this be a little fun for you? You're at least seeing him do something, right?
He's good point. And against a good team.
Against
so
a good
measuring stick.
Yeah,
as well.
And he's been pretty since he's come back. He's looked pretty good.
Yeah.
Again, people forget he's a game changer. I know we joke about his Call of Duty fondness. The dude's talented. If you're a fan of the Cards, for a 3-win team, you're getting a good draft pick. You're not the Pats, who don't have a quarterback, and you're not the Panthers, who give up everything to draft a quarterback who's not been good. I think Cardinals fans should have some optimism. Washington Rams.
Gotta go with the Rams, right?
Yeah, I think so too, man. Is this the game that gets Ron Rivera canned? We're getting towards that part of the year.
Right?
I mean, we're getting close.
Yeah, I would say yeah.
Cowboys, Bills.
Bills. Bills are going to win the Super Bowl.
Dude, I'm going the Bills. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm not going the Super Bowl, but I think the Bills win this game.
They might go.
Dude, they...
If they go to the playoffs...
They're dangerous.
They would be probably the most dangerous team in there. For sure, without a doubt. With just the wins, they have to win against the Cowboys and
good
the
point. They have a tough
and
schedule.
Us.
If they make the playoffs, you're right.
They're like the 06 Steelers or, yeah. or 05 Steelers or the 2010 Packers, a wild card team. That's,
was that still Big Ben? Was that like his second year in the NFL, right?
Yep. That was Jerome's like swan song, Detroit Super Bowl year.
Yeah. Wasn't Byron Leftwich the guy before him?
Like Ben, you mean?
Yeah.
I think it was Tommy Maddox. It was Tommy Maddox.
I don't know why.
Was,
Byron Leftwich, I remember the Jags, and I also, for some reason, I remember watching him with the Steelers. At one point, I thought, maybe I'm just a dumbass.
You were. But, he was a backup for Ben.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
It was, I think it was 08, 9?
Yeah, that's what it was.
10, maybe?
Yeah.
That time span.
It's wild
sure.
how your mind remembers random players from back then, like Greg Ostertag for the Utah Jazz, and Mehmet Okur, and Vladimir Radmanovich, and yet I can't remember what I ate for breakfast.
Or math.
You know, I can't remember
can't
math.
But.
And I'm like, yeah, dude, Ketina Mobley was an absolute stud. All right, Corey McGetty, let's take a quick break. We're going to come back, finish up with the final two games, Sunday night and Monday. Homestretch, ESPN, Kansas City. Welcome back to the home stretch, ESPN Kansas City. All right, Dylan, two more games to hit. Ravens, Jags. Jags, Trevor Lawrence, he's still doing it. We thought he was going to either be out for the year, out of game. He might as well have been out of game because he was bad last week. But I'm going with the Ravens. You know I think they're the best team in the AFC. You know I think they're the most complete team in the AFC. You know I'm not high on the Jags. Love, love, love the Ravens. Come on, pal.
Yep.
No. Tell me why Trevor Lawrence is the greatest quarterback and how you love the Jacksonville Jaguars offense. Come on.
I do love them, and they still dropped 30 on the Browns defense last week, I think, if I'm not mistaken. But they...
No, hype them up, dude.
I think they dropped this one.
Honest man. I can appreciate and respect that.
The Ravens are the better team. It doesn't mean Trevor Lawrence stinks. It's just the Ravens are the best team in the AFC.
I love how you and I are just so hyperbolic on what we say. You think that Trevor Lawrence sucks, and even though I'm like, I think he's a good, solid quarterback. I don't think he's like
he
amazing.
That I thought he was
he's
like the best.
Best
in the league.
I love how we're just like making each other just so far. We both kind of have the same thought. Just I think he's a good quarterback, and I think you think he's a great quarterback. That's basically the only difference. Yeah.
I think he still got what people said he could be left in the tank.
And I think he
peaked.
I think he peaked. I think he's, which is fine, which is
That's
a
fair.
Good quarterback, yeah. Just, I don't think he's ever going to be a guy who's like a complete needle mover. I would take Justin Herbert over him in a heartbeat, not even question. That's kind of my line. Like, who would you take? Yeah, Herbert. He's my line, like elite quarterback.
Yeah,
like because he's like
Eli Manning back in the day.
He's like no, maybe he's the last of the guy. You're like, okay, I can build or like I can like he can be the focal point. But again, you can't have Brandon Staley as your head coach or be built on a burial ground apparently where everyone gets perpetually injured. Can't do that either. Also, they should go back to San Diego, right? Can we talk about that? How now that they're firing everyone. I mean, literally, head coach, GM, defensive, like, everyone's getting canned. Can they go back to San Diego?
Someone in San Diego is going to have to buy that team for that to happen. And is totally possible, I'm saying that that is a bigger possibility than the Spanos family taking him back.
Who's a rich San Diego in?
All of them.
They all pool their money together. That'd be great.
I'm saying it costs a lot to live there.
Yeah, true. What's Brian Giles up to, you think? Remember Brian Giles, Padre? Come on. Let me have my fun, random knowledge of remembrance. One of my favorite players growing up. Do you ever look back on dudes' careers and you're like, that guy was a stud? And you look back and you're like, oh, he was like above average, barely. When you're a kid, you get enamored with a certain player and you're like, oh, yeah, Jeff Jenkins for the Brewers? Oh, love me some Jeff Jenkins. Spelled G-E-O-F-F? Oh, yeah. And you look back now, and you're like, oh, he was kind of like just a dude. All right, Eagles, Seahawks.
Give me the Eagles. They got to get right.
Yeah, I think the Eagles get right, too. Man, I've been high on the Eagles all season long. Their defense, I think, is doing a little bit of what the Chiefs' offense might be doing. Hear me out. Tell me if you like this comp or not. Eagles defense is a lot of the same guys they had last year, right? But they've been horrible. Chiefs offense, what's been the same? What's been the biggest difference? Not much, right? They lost Juju and they have Rashee Rice. But what about the coaches? I wonder if it's a big coaching schematic difference that we're seeing both with the Chiefs offense as well as the Eagles defense, right? Because Gannon went to Arizona. They also lost Shane Steichen, obviously. But my point is, their defense still has so many players on it, right? I mean, Dylan, you look at that defense. They're littered with talent. But they've been horrible.
It's their secondary. The back end is what...
Really bad.
Really stinks, yeah.
But I wonder if they lost the coaches.
Well, and also when you're not leading the league in sacks and going for history in that
department. It's true. It's true.
Back end looks a little worse.
I'm trying to talk myself into believing they're still a good team and also basically telling myself that the Chiefs receivers can get right because it's all coaching, which I know is not the case. But a man can believe... This was the home stretch here. Hopefully Dylan's wrong, but I think he's just taking a bullet for us, picking the Pats. It's a good jinx, reverse jinx, if you will. Until Monday, we are out.